Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob McClain. Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome. Salutations and Monday, alohas to you. You know, Monday is a day you definitely cannot trust. Great to have you along. Here we go with hour number two. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. Pardon me, sinuses, all that pollen in the air. And, of course, my email address remains bob@1063word.com. And on the text line, Bobby, watching the fire burn at Notre Dame, it looks and reminds me of 9/11. Yeah, it does bring back memories of that. Fortunately, 3,000 people did not die today. But, boy, a great deal of history is busy burning to the ground in the darkness in Paris tonight. Bob, why was there a media blackout on the Chinese national who tried to download malware at Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida while he and his family? The media only plays up the stories that they want to play up that reinforce their agenda, and stories like that do not. But that woman now has been indicted, but has not, by the way, been charged with spying. Bob, am I being paranoid, but is the cathedral not a very old symbol of Christianity when make a great target for the jihadists in France? Yeah, absolutely. One of the most iconic symbols in Christendom, along with the Vatican. Bobby, after those close-ups of Botox Nancy on 60 Minutes, I needed a safe space from Michelle. Yeah. They just, you know, they do what the lamestream media does. They continue their role as the propaganda arm for the Democrat National Committee. The president commenting this afternoon on the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral. I think we heard one brief soundbite from him from Patrick during the newscast. Here is some more of what the president had to say today about the tragedy in Paris.
The fire that they're having at the Notre Dame Cathedral is something like few people have witnessed. It was burning at a level that you rarely see a fire burn. It's one of the great treasures of the world. The greatest artist in the world. Probably, if you think about it, I would say, Jovita, it might be greater than almost any museum in the world, and it's burning very badly. Looks like it's burning to the ground. That is beyond countries. That's beyond anything. That's a part of our growing up. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of our lives. That's a truly great cathedral. I think I could say there's probably no cathedral in the world like it. It's a terrible scene. They think it was caused by, at this moment, they don't know, but they think it was caused by renovation. And I hope that's the reason. Renovation, you know, what's that all about? But it's a terrible sight to behold.
Yeah, it certainly is that. The renovation brought about because several years ago they noticed cracks in the walls and the foundation, and recognized that Notre Dame Cathedral was in danger of perhaps collapsing It is, after all, more than 800 years old, and I'm sure undergoes renovations from time to time and has throughout antiquity. But, boy, did it ever go horribly wrong this time around. In my email this afternoon from Andy, Bob, the first thing I thought of when hearing that Notre Dame was on fire, there go some people who belong to that peaceful religion again. There were only 8,000 terror events last year around the globe by some people. Some people beheaded and burned Christians alive in Egypt and Syria. Some people threw homosexuals off of tall buildings or stoned them to death in the Middle East. Some people kidnap little girls of color in Nigeria and use them as sex slaves. Some people mutilate their innocent daughters in a sick and twisted, perverted manner. Some people do not allow women to go to school or drive a car or vote or to leave their home without a male family member. Some people force their women to fully cover their bodies and face in dark-colored garb when it's 110 degrees in the desert. Some people randomly killed Americans at Fort Hood, in Oklahoma City, San Bernardino, Orlando, and Boston, and took credit for Las Vegas. Some people allied with and met with Adolf Hitler in World War II, from Andy. Sad but true. Did you know that Hitler had a Muslim Brotherhood division in the Nazi army? Yeah. Muslim Brotherhood division. Could look it up. Bob, I believe the walls of the Vatican are 30 feet thick. Well, they're certainly about that high. While the pontiff rails against people who build walls, like President Trump. Bobby, another thing that makes me suspicious, this is the day after Palm Sunday and the first day of Holy Week. Yeah. Timing is suspect, at the very least. Bobby, Neil Cavuto just shut down another reporter who wanted to mention terrorism point blank. I get it to the extent that anything said at this point is pure speculation, and that's all it is. We don't know if it was caused by the workmen who were doing the renovation. We don't know what caused it at this point. But I will say this, anybody who summarily dismisses out of hand this being a possible work of terrorism is not being realistic about the world we live in. Also went on the text line, Bobby, maybe they need to take Tillman's name off the building, talking about Clemson University, but it isn't Beto O'Dork's place to demand it. South Carolinians will handle it. And I think I have a few more that I need to catch up with here quickly. Bobby, all, not just some people, are going to bow down and profess Jesus as Lord. Texter says, thanks, Andy, for your email. Bobby, remember, this is France. Would we ever really hear publicly if this was anything but a restoration-caused accident? Seriously doubt it. I'm sorry, but I trust so few anymore. Can't say that I blame you. Look what's been going on in this country. When at the top levels of America's intel agencies and law enforcement agencies, CIA, FBI, the people on the top floor are colluding and conspiring in a seditious manner to try and remove a duly elected president of the United States, and the media says nothing about it? Yeah. I don't blame you for not believing anything that you see from the lame streams either. Bunch of lying propagandists. They're not journalists. They're propagandists. That's all they are. Masquerading as reporters reporters, where's your facts rather than just your leftist opinions? Quarter after four. Be right back.
This is breaking news. Uh-oh.
This just in. 100% of the people surveyed who said they don't cheat on their taxes absolutely cheat on their taxes.
Thank you.
This has been breaking news.
Bob McLean. Welcome back here on this tax day. Tragically, sadly, heartbreakingly, the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris continues to burn unabated. Fire department continuing to spread water on the blaze, but now the chief of the fire department says he's uncertain that they will be able to keep the fire from spreading. Not quite certain what he means by that, if he means spreading to other parts, other buildings adjacent to the cathedral, if he means all of Paris is going to go up in flames as a result. Who knows what he means? I mean, it took him an hour and a half to get there, for heaven's sake. In on the text line, Bob, Notre Dame Cathedral burns to the ground on the first day of Holy Week. Coincidence? I was trained to not believe in coincidence, to ignore the idea of coincidence. Bob Benjamin Tillman, let me see, Democrat, Democratic Party, right? Why would any righteous candidate like Beto et al. Associate with a party by that name? Meatheads. Yeah, pretty much. Bobby, the plumbers caused the fire today, from an electrician. Gosh, understood. Bobby, remember, God will not be mocked. I believe this tragedy at Notre Dame is directly related to the fact that the French have allowed their country to be overrun with Muslims. This is an affront to God. Bobby, you would think the IRS would at least give me a postage-paid envelope after all the money I'm sending them today. Yeah, but you kept it and got to use it during the course of the year. And didn't, you know, loan it to the government to then get a check back in April or May. Bob, any idea about the religion of the restoration workers at Notre Dame? Bob, speaking of Paris, remember how Charlie Hebdo so slowly unfolded? Yeah. I think that catches me up with the text line. We didn't do... This is tax day, but we didn't do Today in History yet, did we, Moneypenny? 202 years ago today, 1817, the first American school for the deaf opened in Hartford, Connecticut. 154 years ago today, in 1865, Abraham Lincoln died at 7:22 in the morning. Andrew Johnson, sworn in as the 17th president, Lincoln, the first president to be assassinated, shot the night before, of course, at Ford's Theater by the actor John Wilkes Booth. You know, years ago, I remember seeing, it was like, there was a show, I think it was called Alcoa Presents. It was sort of like, it was a Twilight Zone kind of thing, only they took real stories, or ostensibly real stories. And one of them was a Union soldier who spent the night in the boarding house across the street from Ford's Theater the night before the assassination, and had a nightmare and saw the president lying in the bed that he was in, and got up and left, was so shaken by it. Four American presidents, of course, have been assassinated. Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy. 72 years ago today, 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American, or black, if you prefer, to play in a regular season game in the major leagues, Brooklyn Dodgers. 64 years ago today, in 1955, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines. He originally sold milkshake machines, when he saw how much business they made for the McDonald Brothers restaurant in Southern California. He sold them on the idea of letting him open McDonald's all across the country. 48 years ago today, 1971, George C. Scott refused to accept his Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of General George S. Patton because he said actors shouldn't be in competition with each other and because he considered the Academy Awards, quote, a two-hour meat parade, a public display with contrived suspense for economic reasons. Since 1971 at the Oscars, not much had changed, except it's now a four-hour meat parade. 36 years ago today, 1983, Flashdance was released, starring Jennifer Beals, earning Irene Cara an Oscar for the song Flashdance, What a Feeling. 27 years ago today, 1992, the Queen of Mean, Leona Helmsley, began serving a four-year prison term for tax evasion because, as she was quoted as saying, only the little people pay taxes. Think Leona was a Democrat? 22 years ago today, 1997, the late Christopher Reeve got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 22 years ago today, 1997, the number 42 permanently retired throughout all of Major League Baseball. That was Jackie Robinson's number. Last guy to wear it, Yankees pitcher Mariano Rivera. He retired in 2013, the same year Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman, from right here in the upstate, from Anderson County, played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. And it was 6 years ago on this date. Is this a coincidence as well? 6 years ago on this date, 2013, more than 260 people wounded, three killed, when two bombs went off near the Boston Marathon finish line. Islamic terrorism. Happy birthday this April 15th. Maisie Williams is 22. Arya on Game of Thrones. Emma Watson is 29. Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter movies. Luke Evans is 40 today. Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. Chris Stapleton, country music superstar, is 41. Emma Thompson is 60. Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast, and your kids know her as Nanny McPhee. Roy Clark, great singer, would have been 86 today. Elizabeth Montgomery, Samantha Stevens on Bewitched. Today was her birthday, born on this date in 1933. She passed away in 1995. Dodi Fayed, international playboy who was killed along with Princess Diana in that car wreck in Paris. He was born in the state in 1955. Leonardo da Vinci, born in the state in 1452. National Tax Day. It's also National Laundry Day. Nice coincidence. Tax Day, National Laundry Day, you get taken to the cleaners. Bah! By the way, tomorrow is Wear Pajamas to Work Day. You think that's going to fly with HR, Moneypenny? National Wear Pajamas to Work Day? 6 days until Easter Sunday. Yeah, but that's not pajamas, Money. You're wearing scrubs. Yeah. 6 days until Easter, 27 days until Mom's Day. All right. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Patrick's ready to go with the latest from Paris in the news center. And I'm right back on the other side here on Monday.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each day, Monday through Friday. Holy cow. Just watching more of the video coverage of Notre Dame Cathedral burning literally to the ground in Paris and more parts of the structure collapsing. Cardinal Dolan in New York was just on Fox a few minutes ago and was talking about how St. Pat's in New York is inspected 3 or 4 times a year to ensure against any untoward electrical fires or something like that happening. He talked about how they had fire retardant materials that were used in the building. Certainly those are questions that will remain about this fire at Notre Dame. There are so many questions about it. Number one, the coincidence at the beginning of Holy Week. Number two, this is the six-year anniversary of the Muslim terror attack on the Boston Marathon. So it makes you wonder. Now, there was an incident. You may have seen this on the local news over the weekend. Vandals scrawling anti-Christian, pro-Muslim phrases onto the side of an upstate church. This was in Anderson County, Midway Presbyterian Church on Midway Road. Apparently, some vandals used black spray paint to write anti-Christian phrases on the side of the church. And I am looking at a picture of the graffiti spray painted on the walls of the church. There are two of them. One says, "Submit to God through Islam," and the other says, "Muhammad is his prophet." Now, here is my question. If you were a proponent of Islam, if you were a potential terrorist and you were going to threaten a Christian church with these kind of phrases, would you or would you not know how to correctly spell Muhammad? I think these people that took part in this graffiti attack on this church were some people who don't really know much at all about Islam. And I'm not saying that Islam is not guilty of these kinds of things, because we see evidence of it all the time. What I am saying is that in this instance, this looks like a false flag kind of thing, where some kids got drunk or drugged up and decided, hey, you know what, let's paint some anti-Christian, pro-Islam stuff on the side of a church. And they know so little about the religion of Islam that they spelled Muhammad M-U-H-A-M-M-E-D. I can tell you this. Now, maybe this is a new religion, and the leader of this religion is Muhammad. Ed for short. Just we call him Ed for short. You mind if we call you Ed? Muhammad is not spelled E-D. It's A-D. So if the graffiti sprayers happen to be listening this afternoon, next time you want to do one of these, if you want it to look more authentic, learn how to spell Muhammad first. Jeez. Ay, ay, ay. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bob, about the church graffiti, Muslims call God Allah. Yeah, well, Muhammad is his prophet, but not Muhammad, E-D. Well, maybe, Bob, but then again, they could have been educated in public schools in South Carolina. Bobby, idiotic teenagers did that, not true Muslims, kids trying to get something started. Yeah, or just, you know. Bobby, is it possible that the fire was started by Quasimodo, who was smoking? Anything is possible at this point. Bobby, the firefighting effort at Notre Dame looked pathetic. What firefighting effort? Nothing for like an hour and a half. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day tomorrow. Bobby, go to Walmart any day of the week, and it's always Wear Your Pajamas Day.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. Bob, are you a betting man? I'll bet you a Reese's Cup that a year from now, new plans will be announced to build a huge mosque on the site of Notre Dame. Now, Bobby, wasn't this cathedral the same location that Obama spoke at, and they hung all the wall coverings to cover up all the religious symbolism? I think you're thinking about when he spoke at Georgetown University, which is a Catholic institution, and they did. cover up all that stuff. Bobby, I'm a carpenter, and I'm in agreement with the electrician who tweeted earlier or texted you earlier. It was the plumbers that did it. Yeah, here you go. Bobby, French Fire Chief Muhammad Abdul just stated the fire was definitely not terrorism related, from Ron Hoffman. Bobby, this day in history, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on the same date as the day George Washington died. Not sure if I heard you right. No, you didn't hear me right. Bob, don't you know the leftists in Paris are having a big day? Gotcha. What else is in here? Bob, Mohammed E.D. is an acceptable spelling of the name. It's translated from Arabic and has several acceptable spellings. Yeah, but everyone that I've ever seen is A.D. Bobby, Common Core English at work. Gotcha. Bobby, I spelled Muhammad for the first time in my Safari search and got it right. What do I win? You win our congratulations. Bob, just call him Mr. Ed. Yeah. Hello, Wilbur. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, the president saying, look, okay, Mueller report is coming out on Thursday. Democrats will get what they want. The entire swell foop of the thing in its entirety. Now let's investigate the investigators. Be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by the IRS, scaring the hell out of people over their taxes for over 100 years.
Certainly worked on me, I know that. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:50, 10 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line. Bobby, apparently the French fight fires as they defended the Maginot Line. Yeah, how'd that work out? Meantime, the president today saying it's time to investigate the investigators. I would say it's long past time. You know what we ought to do, Moneypenny? We got to open the betting window on who is the first to roll over. You know, because if you're the first, you know, to drop the dime on the rest of the collusion experts, you get the best deal, right? Everybody knows that. You want to be the first one in the door with a prosecutor.
There's going to be so many people that want to grab that bet. I am not keeping track of it.
Yeah, you may be right. You may be right. We'll see. The president saying today it was time to investigate the investigators, doubling down on Attorney General Bill Barr's summary of Robert Mueller's findings in the Russia investigation, saying, quote, Mueller and the AG, based on Mueller findings and great intelligence, have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. These were crimes committed by crooked Hillary, the DNC, dirty cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. The president's tweet, following a week of mounting scrutiny on the attorney general for his testimony that spying did occur on the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election. Well, I think that's prima facie evidence, as the lawyers would say. Democrats blasted Barr and accused him of peddling conspiracy theories. Well, they're ones to talk about peddling conspiracy theories. That's what they've been doing through the whole Mueller so-called investigation, which turned up what again? Oh, yeah, nothing. Despite the backlash from Democrats over his use of the term, Barr's testimony appeared to refer to intelligence collection that already has been widely reported and confirmed. No kidding. FISA warrants against Trump campaign aide Carter Page, currently the subject of a DOJ Inspector General's investigation looking at potential misconduct in the issuance of those warrants, because, of course, they never bothered to tell the FISA court judge that it was Hillary and the DNC who had paid for the so-called Steele dossier. That review also reportedly scrutinizing the role of an FBI informant who had contacts with Trump advisors in the early stage of the Russia investigation, which was, as the president correctly described it, a witch hunt from start to finish. A person familiar with the AG's thinking denied that Mr. Barr was trying to fuel conspiracy theories or play to the conservative base. When he used the word spying, he means intelligence collection, the source told Fox News, also noting Barr's history as a CIA analyst in the 1970s. He wasn't using it in the pejorative sense. He was using it in the classic sense. Well, whatever sense he's using it in, these people were doing all this stuff for their own political gain. And I think that's patently obvious to anybody with half a brain. Meantime, on the terrorism front, ISIS has tasked one of its terror bosses with moving militants out of Syria and into Europe. Newly procured documents show. Newly obtained documents by the Sunday Times, that's London, show ISIS has a member tasked with bringing in migrants and taking out brothers who have been given jobs as a way to move fighters and money from Syria through Turkey into Europe. Anybody want to bet that the same thing is going on in Mexico? That these terror organizations have plans in place to move jihadis into Mexico and hence into the United States? In a bid to stay relevant, the terror group, which nearly lost all of its self-proclaimed caliphate in Iraq and Syria, planning to launch a fresh wave of attacks in Europe and the Middle East, inspired by past atrocities, the 2015 Paris attacks that killed 130 people, and 2017 truck attack in New York City that left 8 dead. Among the documents on the hard drive, a letter signed by 6 ISIS leaders addressed to 47-year-old Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the guy that's the top dog in ISIS, which lays out the group's new strategy of operations involving bank robberies, vehicle rammings, assassinations, and computer hacking. Operations around the world to be directed by an ISIS member named Abu Kabab al-Muhayir, who controls 2 terror cells in Germany and 1 in Russia. Initial goals of the terror cells to steal money to be able to fund the group. So, very, very, very interesting based on the current events transpiring in Paris right now. In fact, I think we have more on the situation in Paris. I'm sure Patrick does, coming up in our news at the top of the hour, which is on the way next. I will see you back with the 5 o'clock follies on the other side here on Monday, here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.